Okay, so today's session is a strength endurance workout designed to build power and muscular strength specific to rowing. Now, by increasing the resistance, by dragging something behind your boat, say for example, it actually builds strength in legs, in core, and upper body. So it's like a functional strength workout. If you're using the Concept rowing machine, you can simulate this by just adjusting the damper setting to create higher resistance on the workout. So for today's main set, we'll increase the drag factor to 140 to 150 if you're on an ergometer, and that will require more strength per stroke. Okay, we're going to start with a steady, easy warm-up, stroke rate around 16 to 18 as usual, focusing on smooth and controlled strokes. Then I want you to move into your prep phase with a stroke rate of 18 to 20, gradually increasing effort and setting the damper there to achieve that drag factor of around 130. Now, the main set is going to consist of a number of more prolonged intervals. Look at your prescription. And for the first bit of every interval, I want you to row at a rate of around 18 to 22, again, with that drag factor set at 140 to 150 if you're on the ergometer. And whether on water or on the erg, I want you to think about pushing through the keels of your feet and keeping your core braced to transfer power efficiently to the handle. We're going to finish today with an easy cool down, a stroke rate of 16 to 18 to let your body recover. Now, strength endurance sessions like this are demanding, but highly effective and key for building the power and durability that you need to excel in rowing. So stay controlled, stay powerful, and embrace the effort.